Answer.com.
Mostly sunny skies and 76 degrees in Buffalo. On the air at 9:30 a.m. and streaming live online at WBEN.com. I'm Steve Cishon, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Beach and Company, I'm Sandy Beach. No, he's not wearing them, Tony. I don't think he can fit in them anymore. He looks slim, but he's not wearing the jeans that say Shane down the leg. You know what I mean? I think they're probably a little snug, although he certainly looks like he's in good shape. Looks like a hitman. Doesn't he get that ponytail in the back? Anyway, hang in there. We got a legend who's back in town.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach.
Okay, before we bring him on, because once you bring him on, I will lose control of this microphone. We've had a lot of great talent in this area. A lot of it went through KB especially, and a lot of memorable people who left their mark. A guy everybody asks about whenever we do a reunion show is Shane Brother Shane. And to refresh your memory.
The good time train is on the high-flying plane. The Club 747, Monday, ladies' night, free boarding passes. Wednesday, music variety nights. Thursday, step-by-step disco dance night. Tuesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, disco night with Captain Disco. There's always some high-flying entertainment on the go and happening at the Club 747 and the Executive. Genesee Street, across from the airport. You know the plane flies high.
Now, don't actually go to the 747. It's closed. But Shane is here. Hey, Shane, welcome back, man.
I can't believe you have that. I've never.
Oh, yeah. That's Steve Cishon. He is the keeper of memorabilia, and he's on our staff.
I helped build that.
Did you really?
That was the only nightclub between here and Pittsburgh,
yeah,
and Rochester, that ever was able to charge a cover, and we charged a cover for 7 years.
That was a big deal, 747. Yeah, that was a really big deal.
I helped build that with Jimmy Cosentino's father. The entire cockpit and all the shuddering that went on when I took the plane off every night, that we built all of that.
You look great.
Thank you.
You know, when the guys come in from out of town a few years ago when Jack Armstrong came in, he looked great. Now you come back, you look great.
Well, I saw a bunch of guys yesterday. They said, I thought you were dead.
Now, the first
I look good.
The first, yeah, you do. You got your cowboy boots on and your ponytail. The very first
Where
night,
are yours?
I'm wearing sneakers. I used to wear boots
all
the time.
You got into motorcycles. You lost them.
Now, let me tell you, the first night you were on, you did have those jeans on because you were on right after me. They said Shane on them. Do you still have them, or are they gone?
No,
they're gone.
I wouldn't. Besides, I don't want to shed. I have a couple of nasty secrets I'll share with you
today.
But
great.
But those jeans were size 30.
Okay.
And these real nice tans, they're 33.
Oh, you've gained 3 inches. Don't you hate it when that happens, Tony? They weigh Tony and I on a feed scale.
Yeah, but I gained 17 pounds, too. So
now, Tony loves race cars and stuff. And I told him you arrived in Buffalo in a race car. What did you have? Because I know it was a hot car, but I couldn't remember exactly what it was.
Yeah, that's a funny thing. That's the first thing you asked. And there were four major, really major critical issues for me coming back this time.
It was a Yugo!
Oh, there's Dan Nebrath. Dan Nebrath's here to say hi to his friend Shane.
Give me a kiss with your greasy...
There's not going to be any kisses here, I hope. Oh, wait a minute.
Silver-haired devil, you.
Doesn't he look good, Danny?
Holy God, all we need is Don Burns, Bob McRae, and who the hell else was?
Well, we got a better shot at Burns.
What was the lineup, though? Seriously.
Yeah.
Danny, 6 to 10.
Mm-hmm. Okay, who's on Freddie?
10 to 2.
Was Freddie Klestein still on? I was afternoons, and you were nights.
And then McRae relieved me at 10.
Yeah, was Freddie Klestein on midday when he
Freddie
was here?
Freddie was on right after me.
Yeah, right after you.
Yeah.
You look. Doesn't he look great?
Yeah, but Freddie had left the air and been replaced by Don when I arrived.
Okay, yeah.
Donnie Burns.
Yeah, exactly. So you had race cars when you came in.
Yeah.
You got a race car. You drove in a race car.
I still do.
Do?
It's still in Buffalo.
Is it really? The car's still here? The
car's still here.
What is it?
It was repossessed.
The original. The guy he stole it from got it back.
He used to be such a nice guy, Dan. Nobody.
You remember this?
Oh,
from
he's
the
bitter.
Courier Express.
I'll give you $100 for that right now.
No, you can't
have
that.
That's nice.
I'm serious.
Yes, it's May.
I have copies of that. I have copies of that by the hundreds. That we have a whole newspaper
of
like 35 pages.
He's on the cover. He's on the cover.
See whose picture's up on the wall.
That's not the important thing. Is
yeah.
Do you know who that picture is? Who did it?
No, who did it?
That's Tolles.
Tolles. Tom Tolles did that. Oh, that's very
it's a
nice.
Pulitzer Prize
there's a picture
there.
Of Shane. You'll notice right after that, the Courier
I
went out of business.
That's right.
Yeah. It was a loss.
They were the only newspaper in town that liked me.
You see his pictures up on the wall?
Yes,
in this
I did.
Yeah,
I see. It's you, Dan.
It's me.
People ask me all
I'm
over
his
the,
hero.
People ask me all over the country. They said, is that one of the Beatles?
that's funny. So you had a race car. You came to town, and you were a member of KB primarily with our association, and we had a rocking staff then. Had a great time, but people always ask about you. You ran for a political office while you were still in town.
Didn't
you? What council?
Ran for the council? Well, I ran for common council. A lot of people got me into the. I've always thought politically, even though not on the stage. I don't.
Yeah.
But politically, I mean, I'm alert.
Sure.
Half the time.
I think so. There's no drooling. You see any drooling, Dan?
Well, that happens about, that's usually at about one or two in the morning.
So we weren't. I don't recall politics ever being discussed at KB, but you were.
Well, they asked me, you don't have enough time, so I'll try to nutshell it. Okay. One of my heroes, whom I made a mistake with, he gave me a sign.
Okay.
That he needed my help. And like
Jesus the
like,
Lord?
Well,
was it the
he
Lord?
Was at that time, you bet.
Okay, well.
And like everybody else in America, being a United States
Herbert
citizen,
Hoover.
I suffer from the same thing that, who's the guy Leonardo DiCaprio did on the Bridge of the Titanic, because we're all equal. Everybody is, I'm the king of the world.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought I was too.
So you
and when he gave
run.
Me this sign that he needed my help, I was too busy standing on principle. So I refused it. And that was one of the great mistakes of my life. And I lost the race for state senate, and that's when I left town.
Oh, state senate. Oh, okay.
Well, first I ran
first
for
council,
they wanted
and
me
then
to
state
run.
Senate.
Well, they
it
asked
came
me
very close though, because I remember the voting was very close. I mean, you didn't get Trump.
It made me mad because when we, at that time,
BC, the registration.
You used to vote on a stone tablet.
Exactly.
I remember
the voting registration. In the city of Buffalo, and I had the west side, all of the west side. And the voting registration was 4-1, Democrat to Republican. And nobody believed that I was a Republican anyway, which strikes me as strange because I've always thought that I was a Republican. And we came within 400 votes of winning it with no money.
Wow, 400?
So the next year, they ran it after the census, but that was 1990. And in case you're not that politically aware, on the tens, they do a census. And when they do the census, then the political parties in the states are allowed to redistrict their area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so somehow somebody got wind of how close we'd come.
They redistricted.
So they redistricted the entire West Side and made it 6-1 Democrats against Republicans.
That's funny.
And,
where Dan
and we
moved,
lost.
Let me
brag one last time because I'm a loser.
Okay.
We lost by 179 votes. So
wow.
Then
I told you it was close.
Then
it was really close.
Then they wanted me to stay and they said, well, you'll win it next time. But I was standing on principle. One of the guys on my heroes list that I have some, you're on it.
You
know Danny's number
list.
One.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah.
But one of them was Tom Reynolds. And he's the man that asked me, this is what I want you to do.
He just retired.
And as I understand, I just found that out.
No.
But Tom was a hero of mine. He gave me my opportunity, gave me my break, and he needed my help, and I was too young and too much, I'm going to stand on principle to listen to the party chairman, which he was at that time. And so after that, what I wanted to do was run for mayor. That's what the best job that I thought I could do with my entire life. That was my dream, my wish. I knew that I could sell this city because this city doesn't know how valuable it is.
You're late. Mayor Brown has sold out the city. So I was a little late for that. We'll come back with the I didn't know Shane was this heavily into politics. I knew he had run. We'll be back with Shane. By the way, if you want to say hi to Shane or Dan Nevereth, who's
there's nobody
lonely.
On the lines. This shows you how popular I am.
Well, we didn't ask yet.
Memories are all I am. Indeed. I'd rather drive a truck.
If you want to talk to either of these guys, give us a call at the regular number, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and *930.
Because we live in a town where it won't make the papers if it happens after hours. News Radio 930 WBEN is on the air with the latest news live at the top and bottom of every hour, 24-7. So whenever and wherever it happens, you can count on the WBEN News team to be there and on the air. Buffalo's Early News, a complete morning look at the latest news, traffic, weather, and sports 7 days a week, plus updated news at the top and bottom of every hour, 24/7. Don't miss what didn't make it past the newspaper deadline. Check in each morning and two, three, or four times a day for the latest. From the newsroom that's always here for you, WBEN, on the air at AM 930, online at WBEN.com.
New York Life Stories.
She was having a little subtraction trouble until I taught her with jelly beans.
She got it?
She aced it. Then she ate the test.
That's my kid. Thanks.
Hey, thank you for reassuring me about my financial concerns.
I'm Kevin O'Connell, and along with being the proud father of a math whiz, I'm a New York Life agent. Lately, I've gotten calls from clients concerned about the economy. As a dad, I understand these are tough times. As their agent, I tell them New York Life was built for times like these. We've been protecting families for 164 years, in good times and bad. See, we're owned by our policyholders, so we only serve those who put their trust in us. Like Anne, my daughter's teacher. Hey, Sabrina, I hear you learned subtraction today.
Yep, until I was full.
Give your family the most selfless gift of all, a secure financial future. Contact your local New York Life Insurance Company agent or visit us at newyorklife.com. New York Life, the company you keep.
There's a lot of talk right now about low-cost health plans, and naturally, a lot of questions, too. How do you make low-cost plans work for your business? What's the balance between cost and care? And who will help make sense of it all? Independent Health. We offer a full range of plans, including low-cost options like iDirect, which gives you and your employees more control over healthcare dollars. And we give you the support you need to understand all the factors that impact your business and your employees, so you can make the right decision for everyone. It's the kind of support only our red shirt experts provide. To learn how Independent Health can partner with you to control your healthcare costs, both now and in the future, call us at 1-800-453-1910 or visit redshirttreatment.com. Independent Health. You deserve the red shirt treatment.
Sometimes we can't believe what he says either. You're listening to Sandy Beach on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Want to save on a new Hyundai? See your non-commissioned associate at Town Hyundai of Orchard Park, where no commission means no selling, no pressure. So claim your cash for clunker $4,500 rebate at Town Hyundai of Orchard Park and pay no commission. Smart. Plus, get America's best warranty at Town Hyundai of Orchard Park and pay no commission. Smarter. See your salaried non-commissioned associate at Town Hyundai of Orchard Park today and save more on a new Hyundai. Smartest. Town Hyundai of Orchard Park. Smart move.
Right now at the Home Depot, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. That just might be the final piece of the puzzle if you're taking on a tile project. Save money with our new lower prices. Learn how to do it yourself for less in a workshop. Then pay for it much later with special deferred financing. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 5th, U.S. only. See store for details.
This is David Gregory, NBC News. Hear Meet the Press Sundays at noon on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, Friday night bash tonight with the Bisons taking on the Pawtucket Red Sox. First pitch forecast is 7:05. Mainly clear tonight. Low of 56, well inland, 60 downtown. Sunny and nice tomorrow and a high of 82. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 60 well inland, 64 downtown. Lines are all full. People who want to talk to these guys. Sunday, variably cloudy with a couple of showers and a thunderstorm and a high of 75. Before we go to some of the calls, Danny, you said that you were working out in a gym. This guy almost killed you.
Almost killed me.
You were at Tom Haney's gym.
Right. Okay, we're at the gym. I'm leaning up against the wall, stretching.
I remember
standing
that.
Up on one of these.
Is that when I put the hole in the wall?
That's right. And at this time, at this part of his life, he was like into kung fu. Or you know, something or other.
I still am.
Okay, I'm standing up against the wall, and all alone in this little side room. And here he comes. Lifts his leg up as high as my head.
His leg could go over your head.
His leg as high as my head just misses my face. right, his leg goes right through the wall.
Through the wall?
Right through the plaster wall.
Oh,
right?
My word.
Now, there's a big hole in the wall. He pulls his leg back out. Now, he's not worried about almost killing me.
Almost killing you.
You know, but literally by inches, he missed my head, okay? But here's what he's worried about. He said, honest to God, he said, stay here with me. I'm embarrassed. Stay in the room here with me because people are looking. And I'm really, really embarrassed. And you should have been.
How did you get your foot out of the hole in the wall?
Well, it wasn't easy.
Same way I put it in.
Literally. No, his foot was as high as mine. I'm almost 6 foot tall.
But do you remember where the other hole in a wall is?
With the one you punched in the wall at the radio station.
At the radio station, there's a hole in that wall.
Now, you thought Sandy, folks, has a temper.
No, I never had a temper.
No,
I never did.
I had that phone we used to have.
I had very
Freddie
little
Christine
patience,
and
but a
I
lot
each
of...
ripped it off the wall three times. We were tied. we got some callers who'd like to say hello to these guys. Don and Wilson.
There goes
Don.
My whole agenda. I had all these things I wanted to say to people.
We got an hour. Relax. Relax. You're not on your deathbed
here.
Hell,
I've got 3 hours worth of material here.
Don, do you want to say, here, you got to put these on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's called headphones.
This is radio.
Yeah, go ahead.
Shane,
fact,
if I remember
right, you're the guy that coined the phrase, Shane's got a face made for radio.
Here we go. Now, go ahead. He's got his headphones on. Go ahead, Don.
Oh, my God.
Okay, Shane, I don't know if you remember my father, Jack Veach. He used to be at Lancaster Speedway.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well, I'm his daughter, Dawn, and I just wanted to call and say hello. I'm so glad to hear your voice and to let you know Dad passed away 3 years ago.
Just some of my fondest memories. There are so many different, you know, because I did so many different things. But one of the things that I was always proud of is I started stock car racing and motorcycle jumping with Evel Knievel back in 1965. So in every market that I've ever worked in, I always kept up with the racing. And Lancaster was the first raceway that asked me to come out and race. So I never raced. You know, some of the jocks will say, well, I can do this, I can do that. And then they get up and sing and they can't carry a note.
Yep.
And I can race a car, and they can't even crank the sucker up.
Mm-hmm.
So I always, all my life, I wanted to be a professional racer, but I couldn't because broadcasting took up my time. So I was semi-pro, and when I raced, we would always fill the stands up because the people didn't believe that there was some loudmouth rock and roll disc jockey that was actually going to race against track champions. And I beat a few of them, not only at Lancaster but Holland. So that was thank you for remembering.
Thank you, Don, and thanks for the memories. Dan, do you see that ankle bracelet he's wearing? Very nice. It's the latest in federal law enforcement.
Yeah, you should see the ring on my toe.
Carol in Bowmansville, you're on WB.
Jane, it's wonderful to hear your voice.
Thank you, ma'am.
I have something in my drawer that has been there for years, and it's a Heine.
Cut it off. They're talking about drawers and Heinies. Cut the woman off.
Your Heine is in your drawer?
I knew this was going to happen. I asked him when I came in.
Okay,
I said,
yeah.
Where are all the women? And here they are.
I was. Your Heine is in your drawer.
I had a bad reputation with girls.
It's painful.
I'm sorry. And would you start again? I was loud-mouthing, and I didn't mean
Why don't you explain what a Heine in the drawer means?
No, it was a Heine. He used to advertise different weird things, and one was the Heine Winery.
Oh, the Heine Wine. I remember that. Yeah. Okay, I got that. So you had Heine.
I got all the weird ones. These guys got the big buys. I always got the weirds.
Yeah, I know.
So you're...
I also want you to know that my 26-year-old son wanted to know when I told him you were going to be on the radio. He grew up with you. And he wanted to know if you were going to do the box. And I said,
the last time you were on.
Box.
Oh, my God.
And it's somewhere in my house. And I will find it for him if you don't play it.
Well, we're going to demand that he does that.
Really quickly before you hang up on it. I had an RCA man come to me. This was like 13 years ago.
You had a man come to you?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's okay.
And they asked if I was interested.
It's an open show.
Because they asked if I was interested in doing that and re-releasing because we were going through some tough times then as we have been the last seven or eight. And they wanted to know if I would record that. I used to do this with the Youngbloods to get together and I interpolated the
That was good.
Poem.
Now, we have a song by you, but we're not going to play it because...
No. I brought songs.
No, I don't think it stacks up to Rats in My Room. That's the best local disc jockey song in Buffalo ever made.
Let me tell you something. People call and want to talk to Shane. A couple of years ago, we had a disc jockey reunion, and they invited Shane to come in.
I wouldn't
know.
Now,
my memories of Shane always were, you know,
6 months
dynamic and, sure, yeah. You know, the guy that worked in the crowd and all that stuff like this. Well, when we introduced him, he was made speechless. The crowd loved him. It was at Melody Fair when they were still
open. In the round.
And
yeah.
We had an
oldie
show.
I never saw
show,
anything like that.
And I brought him up on stage.
I never saw anything like that. Yes, you did.
Yeah, I brought him up on stage.
Which was
and I thought,
wonderful.
I thought, you know, he's just going to go nuts because this is Shane.
Well, I had planned to.
I had planned to.
No, I was so choked up.
Oh, was he overcome?
Everybody was crying. I was overcome. They're all standing and cheering, and we love you, Shane.
Oh, really?
We love you, Shane. And it just brought tears to my eyes.
You know, a lot of people know
me. In fact, my
Kim
said that's the first time she's ever cried. She doesn't cry.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people know me, but when you mention Shane, there's a real strong feeling there by a lot of people because, you know, he got into a lot of people's minds and he was at every event that happened in Western New York.
Yeah, that's true.
And probably should have been a preacher.
An evangelist.
Right, because when we would... Now, I don't know how you feel about this, but...
There's a lawyer here in town, Joe Moran, that wanted to put up $500,000 to put me on a televangelistic show.
Well, it would have worked.
He wanted to do
now,
that.
Now, we used to do a broadcast to raise money around Christmas time. Okay?
Sure, yeah.
And
I don't know,
you're probably the same way. I feel a little uncomfortable asking people to donate money. You know, you can talk about why it's a good thing.
Wait a minute. What? You feel uncomfortable asking anybody for money? We used to negotiate your contract. As I recall, you were not too uncomfortable, and neither was Marie. I never saw so many zeros. I remember. This is true.
He's not uncomfortable with corporate. He's uncomfortable with people.
I got to tell you this. We got a new general manager at KB, and I was the program director. I said to him, in that drawer over there are the talent contracts. I said, don't even look at Dan Nevers' contract. It'll drive you crazy. And that's
right.
True. That is absolutely true.
Okay.
All right, we've got to take a break. You got to take a break, and then we'll be back.
Anyway.
Shane is here. Dan Nevers is here. And I'm here to kind
of
officiate. he came prepared. Look, he's got
a whole list of
original 8-tracks from the GR days.
Inquiring minds wanted
nice.
To know.
We'll be back after this.
Hey, it's Bowerly. You gotta love the weather when it's warm, but boy, when it gets hot and sticky, your air conditioning is gonna feel great. But remember that most likely you're breathing the same dirt, dust, and dead skin cells, decaying animal remains, and who knows what else that's circulating in the air through your home's duct system. Studies have shown that biofilm grows more with air conditioning running, and that is just not healthy. It doesn't even sound right. Listen carefully. Most people buy duct cleaning in the fall when they smell that awful smell of their furnace roasting that garbage. Indoor air professionals want you to know that you'll spend less money right now in July. Experience the difference they can make in your home by reducing dust levels, allergies, asthma, and you might find that you sleep better too. Call Indoor Air Professionals right now, 683-3000, and save up to $65. Call now, 683-3000 or indoorairpro.com.
Breathe easier, breathe easier with Indoor Air Professionals. For every breath you take.
It's time to feel a jump from 24th to 3rd, all in one fell slingshot. Feel the Rainbow Warrior battling Junebug. Feel what it is to be rowdy and be happy.
Go, 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 go. You're clear.
Feel what it's like to slam the rubber to the road and avoid getting burned at the turn.
Good move, buddy. Good move.
NASCAR on ESPN. Feel your heart race. The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series at Pocono. Sunday at 1 Eastern on ESPN.
Right now at the Home Depot, get special deferred financing store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. That just might be the final piece of the puzzle if you're taking on a tile project. Save money with our new lower prices. Learn how to do it yourself for less in a workshop. Then pay for it much later with special deferred financing. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 5th, U.S. only. See store for details.
It's 3:30 from the WBEN newsroom. I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli says state lawmakers must deal quickly with a projected deficit of more than $2 billion.
You know, we're into the first quarter. We have hard numbers. And the reality is the budget is a spending plan for the state. It's based on how much revenue is coming in and how much money is going to go out the door in spending. And clearly it's out of balance already just after the first quarter.
DiNapoli says the state needs to stop spending so much. Cheektowaga Police Captain John Glasscott says he knew all along he was not in violation of the Hatch Act by running for sheriff while holding down his post as captain. He chalks up the claim to ongoing Republican attempts to prevent candidates from running against incumbent Tim Howard. Car buyers may be able to keep taking advantage of a trade-in incentive with the help of a House vote today. Lawmakers voted to pump $2 billion into the popular Cash for Clunkers program. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Checking the WBEN Arbor Capital Management 30-minute ticker. The Dow is up 57 points at 9211. The NASDAQ is up 4 at 1988. WBEN News Time 331. The exclusive WBEN AccuWeather forecast. Mainly clear tonight, low 56, well inland, 60 downtown. Mostly sunny and nice tomorrow, a high of 82. Right now, mostly sunny, 76 outside our Amherst studios, on the air at 9:30 a.m. and streaming live online at WBEN.com. I'm Tom Puckett, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Because the weather in western New York can change in a minute. This is Buffalo's official station for weather. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Tony, this is so sad. Shane desperately wants a copy. You know, it's part of his heritage. Never is trying to sell it to him. This is real.
No.
Danny came on hard times.
No,
I have copies. He's got an original.
He's got the original.
That's a Pulitzer Prize winning caricature.
Do you have the original of his calendar where he is not quite naked underneath December?
I don't have the calendar, but I have the picture in my album. It's in the very back page.
I have
it over, and there's Danny laying there with his.
I have it in my
showing
wallet.
His stars.
He has it in his bedroom.
Danny laying there on a pillow, showing his stars and stripes, to speak.
It was a smaller flag. It was a revolutionary flag. That's all they needed. Town Insulation has been around a long time, and they can't raise it. You know, you're supposed to raise it in the morning and take it down at night. His flag always stays down, but it never hits the ground.
Are you on the air?
By the way, yes.
Would you please do it?
But it does. But it does ripple in the breeze.
People, I've seen Marie stand up and
do you feed it any Grecian?
I didn't know she was in the service.
Do you feed it any Grecian Formula 16?
Oh, say, can you see? I don't think so. Town Insulation has been around a long time.
Why did I ever leave this business?
Oldest and largest insulation contractor in the area.
Wait a minute. I thought you were describing me.
They know the high cost of energy
is
affecting utility bills, and we should insulate our homes, obviously, because the bills look like your Social Security number, and you don't want that. Simply insulating your home will stabilize your energy costs and lower those utility bills. It'll more than pay for the actual costs of insulation with money left in your pocket. If you go through Energy Star, you can borrow the money at 5.9% interest.
That's better than borrowing from me.
You could get it from Dan at about 8.3. I think that's Dan's going right today. 10-year payback, too. That averages out to be around $11 per thousand borrowed. Plus, if you make energy-efficient improvements to your home, there are federal tax credits that will give you up to 30% of the cost, up to $1,500. But you got to do it now. It's for a limited time only. Call Town. That's what Dan said.
You know, you could help
Marie,
them.
Marie, you got to do it now. It's a limited time only. Call Town Insulation today, and they'll come out to your house, which makes it easier than you bringing your house to them.
Sure.
And does an energy audit for free. They'll explain all of the Energy Star programs. 693-0905. If you've been thinking about insulation, air sealing, replacement windows or doors, don't wait. Call Town Insulation today. Find out how Energy Star can work for you.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck. If you've been paying attention at all to the economic news, you know that our country is experiencing one of the worst economic crises since the Great Depression. That is why I own gold and have for a long time. Gold is one of the few investments that have actually gone up in value in recent years. I buy my gold from Goldline. I've toured the Goldline facility. I've met with the people. I've been a client of Goldline before they were even a client of mine. And I can tell you this. These are the people that have been in business since 1960 for a reason. That's why I call Goldline for my gold. And if you want the square deal, if you want to talk to actual human beings, Goldline. They will put the gold in your hand, not some paper promise. Call Goldline 1-800-556-GOLD. Ask them about the different payment options and read the important information about buying gold to see if it's right for you. That's 1-800-556-4653. Don't wait to get this information. Tell them Glenn Beck sent you and receive a free DVD with the Investor's Kit. Call Goldline today, 800-556-GOLD, 800-556-4653.
Hello?
Jerry. Hey, how are you, pal? Are we still set for lunch?
I don't know.
Don't know? Well, how about getting together after work, then?
I don't know.
Golf this weekend?
I don't know. I'm at the doctor's. My doctor called. He wants to see me about some tests that came back.
Every day, smoking-related illness makes people change their plans. If you're not planning to quit smoking, what are you planning? We can help. Call 1-866-NY-QUITS. That's 1-866-697-8487.
Live on the radio at AM 930. Live online at WBEN.com. This is the Voice of Buffalo. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Back with the Beach and Company. Shane is here. Shane, brother Shane. Dan Nemberth is here. And Shane is going to throw down the gauntlet. Danny, we're going to get first shot at this. Shane said that the audience will never be able to guess, because you asked him what he's doing
What is
he doing? What is his profession? Now, he's a man of many talents. So he said we'll never guess. He'll never guess.
Okay.
You're just
dying to go first.
No, you can go first. But, okay, so are you doing something
I'll make a donation to the audience's favorite charity in the name of Sandy Beach and WBEN, and if anybody can tell me what my profession is.
Connected with broadcasting at all?
Connected with broad? No. Not
directly?
Not directly connected, no.
All right, Dan, what do you think?
I was going to say proctologist.
Were you?
That's what I was.
Oh, that was my second
choice. I know.
For God's sakes, Dan, you've known me 30 years. Gynecologist.
First
something
of all,
I could proctologist.
Like this, anybody that knows you knows you'd be the perfect proctologist. I mean, there'd be no... I hear Shane, why he's a perfect proctologist.
Well, procto this.
No, I would say paid escort.
Procto.
Paid male escort.
Well, I did that.
You know, available for dances and stuff.
No, I did that.
Let's go to Lillian here.
I was good looking when I was young. I brushed up
Lillian
real well.
Lillian in Lancaster. Lillian, what do you think Shane does for a living now?
Well, I wonder if it's still under a cowboy hat.
Well, it could be. Maybe he's a Wrangler or something. Is that right?
No, ma'am. That's not it. I very seldom ever wear a hat. Sometimes I have to.
Do you want to say hello to him, Lillian?
Hi.
Hi there.
You know, I could always tell when you were in the studio, because whoever was before you would say, oh, Shane's here. I see a cowboy hat walking past the window. Never forget that. Really enjoyed you back in the 70s. And
did you ever hear him on the radio?
Did everybody forget me in the 80s
and the
90s?
I thought you just enjoyed him during
the 70s. Was I forgotten by the 80s?
I didn't know if you actually listened to him.
Hey, now, wait. I remember the All-Star game, first baseball All-Star game in Buffalo, and I remember that was
in
the
80s. Did you get the first base?
No, but I helped Bob Rich and the city sell it out. There were 7,000 seats. Do you remember that? 7,000 seats to be sold, and I went in the scoreboard for 10 days and damn near died. It was one of the hottest 10-day periods we'd ever had in the city's history.
We don't have those anymore.
And I was on the scoreboard.
No, it's not hot anymore. It's winter. Okay, Lillian, thank you for trying. Debbie
don't
in
let
Amherst.
Cut you off, Lillian.
Debbie, you're on with Shane. What do you think he does for a living now?
You know what? I don't have a clue, but love listening to your show. And Shane, I'm actually calling in to say hello from my husband, Sean McCrossin.
Oh my God!
He knows you.
Yes, certainly he does. And if he tells you any of the stories that he and I did when he was young, I'm telling you, he's lying. He's lying. He was really nice. We did not terrorize like he says.
Thank you,
Debbie. Sean worked at WGR with us. You guys didn't know
him. You don't have to tell everything, but you know, Tony, we've got a little one-upsmanship. We try and do a little thing with Bowerly every once in a while. You know who Bowerly's boss was at one time?
Shane. Oh, no, really?
Shane, he worked at GR. He was programming GR.
He used to carry Bowerly around in his pocket.
Yeah, did you let him dance in your hand like we do?
Well, actually, no, Tom and I both shared a great hero, one of my top five heroes. I have very few heroes in this world. Johnny Carson was one. John Otto was
a great
hero of mine. Great hero of mine.
I gave a speech for his induction in the Hall of Fame.
Really? I adored the man.
Danny didn't ask me.
Worship the ground. Let me tell you some of the stories that John and I would, when John would say, come on, we're going to go bet the races. And he'd give
it. He loved the horses.
We're at Buffalo. We're at Hamburg. He'd Batavia didn't care. And about the seventh race, he'd have this sweat on his forehead while he was crawling up to the $10 window.
He was a real character.
I mean, he
really
Bowerly
pioneered.
Studied
talk.
Very, but Bob Bowerly was there, and Bowerly.
He was a kid, right?
But you could see it. Bowerly studied him and his wordsmithing.
Oh, yeah. He admits that.
Well, okay. Well, he does. Well, then he gives credit.
Yeah.
Because that's probably what would make Tom such a great talk show host.
Yeah.
Is because he learned from the
best.
He
admits that. Yeah. I think John Otto pioneered that. I mean, if you really think about it, nobody did that.
Buzz all over the country and all over the world.
You got a list of heroes. You brought it with you. You said
I want to say this because you guys aren't going to let me do this.
We'll let you. So I just said you got
how much time before
heroes.
I'm going to need about. No, you're not going to get that list of heroes. I don't care.
Oh, you're
on it.
He says I got a list of heroes. So I say, hey, do you have a list of heroes? He said you can't see it.
You said.
How easy is this?
You said you were only going to allow Danny and I in here for an hour to make you laugh. So I want to get this stuff out.
Okay. So you're not going to tell us your heroes?
Not yet.
Well, but we didn't find out what he's doing.
Oh, yeah, he hasn't told us yet what
he's doing. He's a crash test dummy.
The four.
I saw the painting on the side of his head. That circle
on intercom
with
when they get done. What can I do?
All right,
it's you and
you're not a crash
I'm still
test
a working
dummy.
Member of the grunt crew. You know,
you're not
I'm
a
talking
crash
to
test
the producer
dummy.
Now.
Okay, what do you work with your hands?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, see,
are you some kind of an artist?
Are you a brain surgeon?
There, you could say that in a manner of speaking, you could say that's a.
You make
that, there's,
you make
it's
things?
A. I would it's say it's more of an art than what you would think it is.
Okay, more of an art than okay.
You manufacture
Tony,
something?
Tony's got a guess.
Tattoos.
You think he does tattoos? He'd be a good tattoo guy.
The only marks on this body is a mole or two, so I don't know what you think.
Okay,
about.
Do you manufacture something that you sell?
No, I don't.
You don't?
Legally?
No. You do?
No, I don't.
No.
I will give you that as long as you say Magivacture is something which you sell. I'll give you a hint. I do sell my time.
Okay.
You sell
your
time.
The voice, are you the voice of a
voiceover stuff?
No.
You do
no.
commercials?
I do them, but only on request because I have very little time.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you're very busy.
I get up at 4:30 in the morning and I go to bed about 9.
Oh, that's a short day.
Yeah.
If you did what I do, it'd be a short day. It'd be a long day.
Let's see. You're not a trainer of some sort?
Yeah, I bet he's a... Because he looks in good shape.
Trainer? Thank you.
We're getting there.
Yeah, 20 questions. Trainer? Close. Try teacher.
Are you're a teacher?
I'm a teacher.
What do you teach?
Golf.
Bala.
Oh, golf. He's a golf teacher.
Oh, are you really? You're a golf instructor?
I joined the PGA in 2002.
Oh, get out.
I'm the oldest man they can ever remember in the middle Atlantic states of the United States ever to play his way into the PGA.
Wow.
Wow, very good.
Okay.
Very good. Because he did a golfing reference that we didn't know, Dan. Because we're not golfers.
He did that thing with his fingers. What was that?
That was a hello.
Oh, okay. I thought he was trying to tickle.
No, what is that thing with your fingers? What does that mean?
That's a tickle.
Okay. Well, how does that apply to golf?
You just did
golf?
Something just tickled the hell out of me.
Oh, okay.
That's all it is. It's better than a high five.
Whoa.
It's quiet. It doesn't make a big show.
Let me tell you another Shane
quiet.
Story.
Another Shane
you
know story saying? From Dan Nevereth.
Okay. Now, Shane would have, like Joey Reynolds would make up stories about things that he was doing that he really never did.
Yeah,
like
just
going
make
to
them
England
up.
To meet the Beatles.
Yeah, exactly.
And I said, well, where are the pictures? You must have, oh, yeah, they're at the drugstore.
They didn't come
developing
out.
Them, and they lost
they
his
lost
pictures.
Them.
Okay, so
I got
Shane
all the pictures.
I thought Shane was kind of like,
yeah,
Joey, he
does.
Fabricates things. So he said to me, I'm writing this children's book. I'm writing this So I figure, okay, I'll call his bluff. Let me see it. He said, it hasn't been published yet, but he said, here's the manuscript. So he started to read a children's book that he had written.
Makes you cry.
It was amazing.
It was real?
I mean, it was
It's the
it
best thing I ever did in
really?
My entire life.
It was absolutely beautiful.
Tell you God's truth, we produced that. That's on the air, interpolated with the music of the Moody Blues throughout
the
entire
the
story.
Blues.
Okay.
It's a 30-minute broadcast Blues. Program. As God is my witness, this is one of the greatest, the nicest things the Lord ever let me do. 2,000 years. In 2,000 years, there's never been anything ever written that allows... This is a great time with this Obama thing, coffee stuff, that allows Jews and Christians to come more closely together during the time of the holidays. So I wrote a story called Hanuklaus. Basically, it's Santa and the Mrs. get a child of their own, and he's Jewish.
Santa's circumcised?
But it's a wonderful, wonderful. And so we
Rudolph,
we produced
away.
It. We produced it and we added on WGR TV for a children's special. And I read it
wow.
to the children. And then we put it on the air. And it was the only thing in my entire life, in my entire existence that ever, thank you, Dan, ever received. And you were part of the 100% approval from everybody from Toronto to Buffalo. People called
absolutely
up and
amazing.
Cried ball. Now, I'll tell you what I'll do. If you stay in touch, I would love nothing more. Nothing. Because it's a 30-minute program with spots for commercials,
Whoa,
Sandy.
Commercial breaks.
And I can send you the original major multi-track recording.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And you guys could put it on the air during the holiday season if you'd like. Jews love it. Christians, everybody loves it.
All right, we'll be
and
back.
And if I ever do it, then I'm going to put the Muslims in there too.
Okay, we'll be back with more with Shane and Dan Neverth on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Thank you. Did you hear what Tom Bowerly said on News Radio 930 WBEN?
This trio of criminal scumbags ripped off taxpayers and the Medicare system to the tune of about $500,000. The doctor, he's not going to see a single day in prison. The guys who ripped off the Eastern Hills Mall as shoplifters, they'll probably end up doing time in prison, as they should. This guy gets a free pass. Why? Because he's a doctor.
Tom Bowerly, weekday mornings 9 till noon on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Going to go on songsforsale.com.
The man is a man of few words. You really have to drag the words out of him.
You know, people really do anymore. I get in here and it's like, I'm ready to go.
We have to be quiet now because he's going to do one of these things you can get some big money for.
Exactly.
God, let me do it. I'll screw it up.
Hey, you've been thinking about it all summer, huh? I bet. Danny's been thinking about it for more than the summer, but forget it. Now is the time to do it. Get new fencing from Lenco, like TimberTech Fenscape line. Fenscape provides the look and feel of wood, which is more than Danny's had for many years. Do you have the look and feel of wood, Dan? There's no painting, staining, or sealing. Fenscape won't split, rot, warp, or suffer from termite damage, which has been one of your problems.
It's very important that those things don't happen.
Exactly. Available in beautiful mountain cedar, Fenscape comes with a lifetime warranty. Bottom line, no maintenance. No matter what your reason, there's a fence designed to suit your needs and landscape that surrounds your home. From dog-eared to stockade, you'll find a wide variety of styles in spruce, cedar, or pressure-treated wood. And if you're starting from scratch, Lenco has all the hardware you need, even post-hole diggers. Don't, Dan. Please, just keep moving here. There's nothing to see. Make it a project of your own and provide greater security for your family and pets, plus enhance your curb appeal.
Oh,
you check.
I always try to enhance my curb appeal.
I know, but they kicked you out of Delaware and Tupper. Check your local zoning regulations.
At least I can go on Ellicott Creek Park.
Sure, that
you
was
can.
Tupper? That wasn't Chippewa? That was,
exactly.
That wasn't Allen? Okay, it was Tupper.
I don't know, but on Front Park, there's a picture of Danny with a red line and a circle around it. Zoning regulations. Check your zoning regulations before
you
dig.
I used the salve, and that red line went away.
Went away, I would think so. Shop at the same place the pros do. Get the same service, quality, and pricing, too. Go online at LencoBuffalo.com or visit Lenco's Buffalo or Williamsville locations. If your order is too big, no problem. Lenco delivers. Lenco, quality for less.
Well, I'm sure that your program director isn't happy with that two-minute spot, but your sales manager's got to be tickled
absolutely
to death.
We'll be back after this.
Oh, individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-400-4970. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-400-4970. That's 1-800-400-4970. Call 1-800-400-4970.
Facebook isn't big enough for Sandy Beach. If you want to be his friend, just keep listening. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Five-time Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter Donna Summer, live at Niagara Falls View Casino. On August 20th and 21st, the Queen of Disco Donna Summer performs her hits of the 70s at Niagara Falls View Casino. Tickets are available at the Falls View box office or any Ticketmaster location. Donna Summer, live August 20th and 21st at Niagara Falls View Casino. Formerly of Men at Work, singer, songwriter, and guitarist Colin Hay takes the stage live at Niagara Falls View Casino. On August 28th and 29th, Colin Hay performs live at Niagara Falls View Casino. Tickets are available at the Falls View box office or any Ticketmaster location.
you come from a land down under.
Coleman Hay, live August 28th and 29th at Niagara Falls View Casino.
This is Bob Brinker. You earn your money during the week. Find out what to do with it by listening to Money Talk, Saturday and Sunday afternoons from 4 till 7 on WBEN.
The exclusive WBEN AccuWeather forecast, clear tonight, low 56, while inland 60 downtown. Get out and see the Bisons take on the Pawtucket Red Sox.
Ian Cole.
You're an adult, or you think like one. You're proud of where you've been, you're proud of where you're at, and you're confident as to where you're going. And you're going out to have a good time tonight, right? Take me along for the ride, because there is no doubt that I've got your music.
That was recorded after he picked up a hitchhiker on Main Street on the way to
the
studio.
She was good looking.
Wasn't she hot? All right, best hair. Let's vote. Dan Nevereth, best hair. Best hair? Of us three?
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah,
no,
I have no hair. No his doubt. Is in a ponytail.
Yeah.
And how do you accept it on the tourist stuff?
Wait, with
your hair in a ponytail. Most golfers are pretty conservative people.
I have the best body.
What the hell are you laughing at?
Yeah, but we know where that body
is anybody else?
Outside of Tommy Shannon, you couldn't get cash for clunkers with that body. I'm just telling you.
Wait a minute. This man worked out with me, and Tom Haney's on my heroes list.
Strong.
And what he doesn't know, what he's probably forgotten, is that I won 5 bodybuilding championships, including a Mr. Buffalo over 40.
Did you really?
And a second place, Mr. Great Lakes.
He's strong?
He does not. I mean, he doesn't look like a muscle guy, but he's very, very
I was going to kick sand in his face.
Oh, really?
No, don't do it. Because he's into karate and all
that. Which is another thing. Which is, this is a. This is in by Legend or Myth.
All right. Well,
this is
Legend
quick.
Or Myth. Okay. Legend or Myth
legend
about
myth,
Shane. Give it to
I was
us.
Taken to court on assault charges against 5 guys in Buffalo.
Is that Legend or
is
Myth?
Is that Legend or Myth?
Assault charges?
Assault charges?
Probably.
Against 5 men. All Sandy size.
Legend. Yeah, I'm sure you beat up somebody.
Legend.
Okay.
Okay, is it true?
Okay. That's true.
Okay.
I got to tell you another Shane story.
Yes, go ahead.
I don't do that anymore, guys.
Well, that's good. That's
Shane, Shane's wife was at the time was coming to the radio station, right? So in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, let's see, Shane, what kind of a wife
would he be married to?
What would she look like?
Yeah,
okay,
oh, sure.
I'm thinking,
she looked like Kim Novak.
She's gonna be very tall, and she's gonna be wearing like a hippie dress down to her ankles.
Oh yeah, yeah. Birkenstocks.
And when she raised her hand to wave, she was unshaven.
She didn't shave.
Under
a French woman.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. And she, you know, she'd probably be wearing dangling beads.
Oh yeah, long earrings.
And she would be barefoot.
Oh yeah,
and,
absolutely.
Yeah,
okay. Flower child. Yeah.
So here comes the wife.
Gorgeous.
She was drop dead gorgeous.
And she married him?
Absolutely.
How did you get her?
Y'all are going to get Kim pretty angry now because you're dealing with
her. Oh, you're not.
Am I right?
He's on another edition. He's on the new one.
The people that are old enough to remember an actress by the name of Kim Novak.
Kim Novak was hot.
Kim Novak.
Picnic? She was in Picnic?
The face was, they're identical. They look like clones. They were identical.
She's absolutely beautiful. And I'm thinking.
And she was from a small town.
Marie has the body of Robert Alda.
Or Alan.
Who is Alan Alda's father? Let's go to Tom in Orchard Park. Tom, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, Danny, I'm your mailman. I really would wish you would tell Sandy what kind of magazines you
Yeah, your mail. It's your thank you. It's
he
your
wants
mailman.
You to tell Sandy what kind of magazines you buy.
I've been bribing him to.
I'd like
try
to know
find
what kind of magazines
Hustler
you
any
buy.
Of those things.
I'd like to know what kind of magazines you buy.
Yeah,
sure.
what,
they're not Jack and Jill. That's for
get?
Sure.
I got to tell you. Well, my wife doesn't travel as much as I do. Marie doesn't travel as much, but we get our miles from the airlines, right?
Sure.
So when they keep sending these things, use your miles for magazines. So I get all these men's magazines, but they come with her name on them.
Oh, wow.
So she gets men's health, you know, and men's this.
Can she still lift her arm above her head like this?
Esquire.
Like most of us watch those magazines.
As long as you're in this, if we got 60s, because I got to hurry. If I gave you 30 days to guess what my nasty little secret is, you would never do it. And Kim,
you have a
not,
nasty secret?
I have a nasty...
Who would
I
guess that?
This is for everybody in Buffalo that knows
a
me.
Nasty
I was the
secret.
Only jock in the history of the world that was allowed to program album cuts on top 40 shows. Okay? I love rock and roll. I have a nasty little secret. There is a shrine room upstairs in my house. A shrine room. And it is to somebody in the recording industry. You would never in a million years...
The Ohio Express?
Barry Manilow is close, not it. But I'll say his sister's also gorgeous.
Neil Diamond? Okay. Oh, his sister is gorgeous. A guy whose sister is gorgeous?
I have a shrine room.
Not the Carpenters.
No.
Osmonds?
Thank you.
The Osmonds?
I have a shrine to the Osmonds in my house.
I interviewed Donnie. I never saw Marie, though.
When I was on the air in Richmond, before I came to Buffalo, she and all the 13-year-old girls would jam my phones and play Donnie Osmond Puppy Love, and it used to freak me out. And I got so
13-year-old girls?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I was giant with the little girls. Their mothers, I like.
Because they're smaller.
Yes, exactly. No, that's not right. Now... So they would call in
and play Puppy Love.
You know. And they would jam my phones. They thought that they'd get me to play it. Well, you know what I'm talking about. Both of you know. If you jam his phones, you'll have to play it. So one night they were going, driving me crazy. I said, all right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I want to make sure that every one of you absolutely gets to hear this song because this is really important to me. I've got to make sure that you're satisfied. This, after all, is your rock and roll radio show at 8 o'clock. I'm going to play Donny Osmond and Puppy Love. I swear.
Beautiful.
I promise. So I made him wait an hour and a half, phone line, jam, everything. Like 9 o'clock comes out, I play the song, come out. Not that song. Another song, Clay. I said, Cody, now you're ready for Donny Osmond. They said, here we go. And I put it on. I swear to God, this is true. I put that song on at 8 o'clock, and it goes, and they call it Puppy Love. I said, it's installment number one. I want to make sure you get it all.
Oh, tease.
And then I went into the Doors with Roadhouse Blues.
You're a little Puppy Love tease.
It took an hour for me to play it 20 seconds a time, the whole song Puppy Love. By the thousands, they called up and tried to get me fired the next day.
Took you an hour, 20 and seconds at a time. Enough of your second wife's honeymoon. What else, give us another myth or truth here.
Okay, all right.
Myth or
legend
fiction.
Or myth.
Legend or myth.
I was a boxing champion.
That's a myth.
That is a myth.
That's true.
You were a boxing champion?
Yeah.
Where, at Tops? he could fit more groceries in a box than you could believe.
That'll make Herb Fleming feel good, I'm sure.
He put oranges in boxes.
Exactly. I wrestled for the Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship of the World in the WWF.
You weren't a heavyweight. You never have been heavyweight.
They billed me at 209 pounds, and I was a flyer. So
209?
Mysterio's only one. So yeah, well, I weighed.
Well, let's say yes, because this sounds like your ego trip to heaven here.
That's... That's a myth? That's actually myth.
The truth is
that I wrestled the Intercontinental Champion of the World, Greg Valentine, in the Memorial Odd. And won $10,000 for charity because it was stated that I couldn't stay in the ring for 3 minutes with him. The match lasted almost 11 minutes, and 15,000 people were on their chairs screaming, kill him, Shane. And he broke this, as you can see. See this shoulder here?
It pops up.
Now look at this shoulder.
Oh, yeah,
there.
There's
see
a bump
that?
In it.
He took me by the crotch and by my hair. I wrestled bareback and barefooted and inside-out jeans.
Wow.
And he came over. I did a series of drop kicks on him and dropped him. Boom, boom, boom. So he stood up, and I'm coming at him, flying drop kick for the fourth time, and he just steps to the side while I go through the air, fall down. He grabs me by my ponytail, Sandy, and the crotch of my pants, throws me up to the light, says, say goodnight, sweet prince, and drives my shoulder down into his shoulder, and I crumpled. They took me to the hospital.
We'll be back with more of Shane next time he's in town. Remember what the last thing he said? Somebody grabbed him by his ponytail and crotch. All right? That's a nice teaser, Tony. We'll use it for the next time he's in town. Dan Nevereth, have you been grabbed by your ponytail or crotch? we'll be back after this. Thanks, guys. It's been a lot of fun.
Steve Station, StephAnnouncer.com.